Shalom be'ezah should be learned daf kof lamed alf of Masechta Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learned about include a continuation of Rabbi Yechonon ben Bereke's opinion regarding ha'omer ish pleini yirasheini b'makim shesh bas, biti tirasheini b'makim shesh ben. If a shchivmra, a dying person, assigned all his assets to a distant relative as an inheritance and excluded the closer relative, such as the assets should go only to his brother and not to his daughter, or only to his daughter and not to his son. Rabbi Yechonon ben Bereke says, im amral misha roli yarshid dvarv kayamin. If he assigned the assets to an eligible heir, the tzava is effective. The question of bebari heich, what would be the halacha be regarding a healthy person who assigned his assets to an eligible heir? Ksubas bin indichrin. If a person's wife dies before her husband, he inherits all her assets and her ksuba. When he subsequently dies, the Chacham initiated that the sons of each wife inherit their mother's assets and kesuba, and that is not divided equally among all his children. If a dying person assigned all his assets to his wife, she becomes the manager of the estate, but she does not receive these assets, because there is an assumption that a person would not exclude his children from their inheritance. Therefore, we must say, his intention was merely to appoint his wife to manage the estate so that his sons will fulfill their obligation and give her proper respect. All agree regarding ishtei arusa ve'ishtei grusha b'matana. If he assigned his assets to a wife who is only engaged to him but not yet married, or to his divorcee, she receives all the assets and does not become an apotropit. The machlek is regarding bas etz l'habanim. If he wrote all his assets to his daughter and excluded his sons from their Yerusha, is this a matana or she merely becomes an apotropis?